ABC Radio Australia.
Well, cancer patients and specialists in Papua New Guinea are complaining that people's lives are at risk due to deteriorating treatment facilities around the country. The nation's only radiation oncologist, Dr. John Niblett, died in July last year, and there are concerns over the operational status of the country's only radiotherapy machine. The engineer who installed and maintained it says he's unsure of exactly what state it's in and what security risk it might pose. Nick Fogarty reports.
Around 10 years ago, Australian engineer Peter Francis flew into the northern PNG city of Leh on an RAAF Hercules, accompanying some special cargo in the form of a cobalt-60 teletherapy treatment machine. It was to be the only machine in the country able to give radiation treatment. He installed it at the National Cancer Treatment Centre in Leh and maintained it for the next 6 years, as radiation oncologist Dr. John Niblett used it to treat cancer patients from across the country. When Dr. Niblett had a falling out with the Department of Health and left the hospital, the treatment ceased and the machine is now sitting there unused. Peter Francis says despite his best efforts, he's been unable to contact the health department since then and has no idea if the machine still works.
Well, currently I could not tell you because I've had no communication despite trying. I've had no communication from my contacts at the Department of Health, but it would be very nice if we could get up there and service the machine and make sure that's a fact, that it's still running. But what they really do need there is a new oncologist.
World Health Organization figures from 2018 show that PNG has one of the highest cancer mortality rates in the Pacific, with lip and mouth cancer particularly common due to the popularity of betel nut chewing. The country has a population of more than 8 million people, but currently has no oncologists able to carry out radiation treatment. Dr. John Niblett died in 2017 after an illness, and Port Moresby-based cancer specialist Dr. Peter O'Lally says neither Leh nor Port Moresby has the equipment or the expertise for radiotherapy.
We don't have any services to do with radiation within the country right now. Port Moresby General Hospital, we are currently now working on building ours now, so we are hoping that by next year we should be having the linear accelerator. For Leh, I am not sure yet. I think it's discussed on the government level, up in the national headquarter level. I heard they're trying to bring somebody in to at least run the show, manage the radiation facilities over there until we get someone locally to be trained. But, I mean, for someone to be trained, it will take several years. It's not, like, already started yet, but may take some years before we have a locally trained personnel on the ground as a radiation oncologist.
As well as the cancer patients missing out on radiation treatment in PNG, there are now dozens of unemployed and soon-to-be-unemployed radiation therapists. The University of Technology began a radiation therapy course earlier this decade, but after completing 4 years of study and a two-year internship, its graduates are finding themselves out on the streets. Opposition MP Gary Juffa has received multiple complaints about the missing radiation therapist jobs and the country's cancer treatment program in general, and says he has a lot of sympathy.
Look, the situation in regards to the attention to cancer or patients suffering from cancer suffering, is very minimal or hardly there at all. And I've received a number of letters and complaints from people who have raised concern that cancer facilities in Papua New Guinea, which are in Leh, they've deteriorated to a point where they're no longer useful. That's how the situation is. It's terrible. And nothing has happened. The National Department of Health totally apathetic to this particular situation.
The ABC's requests for comment from the National Cancer Treatment Centre in Leh were redirected to PNG's Health Secretary, who's yet to respond to queries about the lack of oncologists, radiation equipment and opportunities for radiation therapy graduates. And as Peter Francis points out, the National Cancer Treatment Centre's abandoned radiation machine is an issue in itself, as a source of unsecured nuclear material.
In Australia, we have very strict rules about the security of radioactive material. And although there's an alarm on the building, that doesn't function most of the time. So I would hate to think that that source could be stolen and used for terrorist activities, is what